And welcome back, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.com here. I have back on the line the one, the only Bob Kudla to break down, well, at least two of the most important topics of today, maybe the most important topics of the past 10 years, a stolen election and a hit on humanity. Guys, I want to thank you all for your patience and support. Before we begin, just a quick word about this interview sponsor. Diversifying your investments is a lot like building a sports team. Each asset plays a different role. You have offensive players, assets that make gains and pay dividends, but equally important is your defensive line, assets that will protect the value of your investment. There's a 5,000-year-old asset that's seen just about every world crisis that ever was and thrived anyway. That's gold and precious metals, the oldest hedge against inflation and disaster, and your stability insurance. Put it into an IRA, and you even defer the tax on all of the gains until you retire, so you get compound growth on all of it. That can add extra thousands of dollars to your funds over the years. Take out an IRA with Noble Gold this month, and along with their first-class service, they'll gift you a 1/10 ounce gold bullion American Eagle coin. To find out more, go to their website, noblegoldinvestments.com, or call 877-646-5347. Again, noblegoldinvestments.com. Bitcoin recently sank below $40,000, and the world is celebrating because the most successful investors buy when everyone else is selling, and they sell when everyone else is buying. But crypto is a risky investment. Its potential for loss is just as great as its potential for gains. That's why when you invest, you need to have peace of mind that you're investing through a secure platform that has your back so you can concentrate on the investing. My Digital Money is a crypto IRA platform that provides you that and more. They offer an unparalleled military-grade cold storage for your crypto using ex-military bunkers. Your cryptos are in very good hands. They also offer some of the most comprehensive insurance. And because this was created by Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, MDM offers the same U.S.-based company client service. You can call them right now and get an actual person to help you with any issue or answer any of your questions. MDM will help you open and maintain your crypto IRA. So go to their website now and check it out, mydigitalmoney.com. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing great, Sean. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. You know, I probably misstated that. It's not a hit on humanity. It's an attack against humanity, not the least of which is economic. There's also the experimental biological jab. They like to call it a jab, Bob. I think that's a little too friendly for what it actually is. But where I wanted to start today is the most important topic possible if we're going to take back our republic, and it's this: what actually happened during the election? Now, Bob, as you know, what's going on in Arizona and Maricopa County is absolutely earth-shattering. It has the folks like Rachel Maddow over at MSNBC in an uproar. She's beside herself that such a forensic audit is taking place at all. And now today we have this: Georgia to investigate after Fulton County official says election forms are missing. Well, Georgia's Secretary of State is now even being forced to say his office will probe Fulton County after an election official there said forms verifying the chain of custody for some mail-in ballots went missing. This cannot continue. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, a Republican, who turned his back on this whole thing when we needed him most, Bob, now he's saying this can't continue. Convenient.
Yeah, I mean, look, wasn't he supposed to validate the chain of custody on election night? You know, it's they're all covering their rear ends now. You know, the Maricopa one's going to be really interesting. I guess that's going to be released at any moment. You're hearing some good rumors out of that. Hey, Mark Kelly's probably at risk in that election. And obviously, you know, Biden's electoral college vote will probably go up in smoke, too. But the Georgia one's really interesting because we're also going to see the different ways in which the cheating was done. I think it was done differently in Maricopa County than it was done in Fulton County, and now the other 13 other state officials have come to evaluate how this forensic audit's being completed. So this won't be the end of it. And rather he's just trying to protect his job right now. I think he's toast.
It was so shocking, Bob, in the aftermath of the stolen election to watch these rhinos turn tail and not stand up for the American people and not stand up for election integrity. And of course, we saw people like Lindsey Graham say on January 4th, enough's enough.
All I can say is count me out. Enough is enough. I've tried to be helpful. But when this Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled 4-3 that they didn't violate the Constitution of Wisconsin, I agree with the 3, but I accept the 4. If Al Gore can accept 5-4, he's not president. I can accept Wisconsin 4-3.
You know, I tried to help. I tried to be helpful, but enough's enough. You know, we're going to just have to acknowledge that Biden is our president. These people really sold us out. And thank God for people like Mike Lindell and so many others now that are patriots all over the country that are standing up to make sure that we get a forensic audit. And it's not going to just happen in Arizona. It's going to spread to Michigan, to Wisconsin, to Georgia, all over the country. We're going to get to the truth of what happened.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think this is awesome. You know, if we can fix 2020, it'd be great. But I think the steal of 2020 won't be repeated in 2022. So, you know, what we should get majorly different results in terms of who our senators and congresspeople are on next election.
We'll round out this news item, guys, by reading maybe the most important part. The election fraud was so blatant. The forms that are not available at this time will detail the chain of custody for the ballots, and they are required by law. Friends, listen to this. Democrat Joe Biden won Georgia by under 12,000 votes. Biden typically received more mail-in ballots in each state, and Georgia was no exception. While former President Donald Trump received over 254,000 more Election Day votes, meaning real votes, than Biden, Biden received 848,000 absentee ballots compared to Trump's 450,000. That is how they stole the election, my friends. And it will not, it cannot be allowed to stand. Bob, we have to talk about the economy. And before we talk about some of your recent attaboys, because you guys are helping people make money every day in the markets, U.S. producer prices soar at a record pace in May, led by, ready for this, Bob, things we need, food and energy. And this criminal Federal Reserve Central Bank wants to try to convince the American people that this inflation is just transitory?
Yeah, they're in big trouble. You know, the four horsemen of economic apocalypse is food, energy, rent, and healthcare. And no matter now what they've done, they set structural activities in motion that aren't going to be easily resolved. Look, you know, the pandemic screwed people up on, you know, in terms of like economic activity, but it's the policies that they've done here in terms of energy costs aren't going down. We politically sabotaged our ability to create the swing extra supply that can keep energy costs in line. Food prices are a problem, you know, beyond the ability of the Federal Reserve to fix. Rent was another thing, you know, 0% interest. BlackRock is just getting 0% money to basically outbid, you know, normal mom and pop out there to force them into the renter class, which basically takes away their buying power because they keep jamming the rent. Rents are 9 to 12% year over year. And rent is a big component of CPI. So for the next couple of months coming forward, CPI is going to run hot and it's going to start to scare people. And the closer we get to the election, the Biden administration is going to freak out. And the more they try to spend money now to fix it, the worse the problem gets. It's just like throwing oil, you know, on a grease fire, right? Or water on a grease fire, I guess is the metaphor. And it's just going to explode. And the other thing is if they try to fix it through raising rates, they're going to create a deflationary depression. So they basically screwed themselves. Trump had the right model going forward. And these guys veered off of it and thinking that they could spend their way through to the next election. Not going to happen. We're going to have massive inflation, or we're going to get a sharp downturn in economic activity.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned BlackRock. You're probably referring to that blistering Zero Hedge article about BlackRock buying up entire neighborhoods. And it's not just BlackRock. But I did a video about that because I think it is one of the most terrifying articles I've read in a long time. Because, Bob, I've said for a long time, if these criminal central banks are allowed to print trillions into existence and just give it to their banker buddies, what's to stop them from buying up the whole world with the fiat they created? And now that's exactly what BlackRock and others are doing with these trillion, and literally, I mean literally, trillions of dollars. They're buying up all of the housing supply because they want to turn people into peasants. Quite literally, this will be the new feudalism because the future generations will not be able to buy a home. They will only be able to rent. And that's exactly what Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum says. In the future, you won't own anything, but you'll be happy and you'll rent everything.
Yeah, look, I've always said they're trying to, I think they were pissed with the French Revolution and the American Constitution, and the elites always wanted to go back to where it was when it was neo-feudalism, you know, where, you know, you got the rich, you got the single fans, you got the protectors, you got the merchants, and everybody else is the cog in the wheel. And they've been really trying to accelerate that of late. Yeah, and it's not just BlackRock, it's also sovereign wealth funds just coming in and just buying up huge chunks of farmland in America. You know, the Chinese are very active in farmland, not just Gates. So they're buying up the means of production too, Sean. These are the kind of things that trigger civil war kind of backlashes against the elite. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this stuff, plays out over time. But it's not a good look. And people are, at some point, they won't get the productivity they want out of the economy. And then we'll be a Merovesvelia, right? And then basically we'll look a lot like Mexico.
That article I showcased in my recent video, it was an article written by that pseudonym, Tyler Durden, over at Zero Hedge. And Zero Hedge does excellent work, so it wasn't just a guest author featured on Zero Hedge. It was Zero Hedge itself talking about those trillions in real estate being bought up by BlackRock. And it featured those tweets from, I believe it was Cultural Husbandry, might have been the name of the Twitter account. Very, very insightful stuff and very, very scary. The estimation being that if this was allowed to continue, these people will reach their goal of new feudalism in as little as 15 years. Now, you can comment on that if you'd like, but I want you to comment on this as well. We'll do a couple screen shares here. Guys, now, we know these people are moving against humanity, but for now, you still have freedom, and that would be freedom to try to do the best you can every day to make money in these markets. And to that end, Bob and Trade Genius can help. These are a couple shout-outs. Bob, out of Adam at $23, thanks for a great trade. This one referring to FTEK. What is that one, Bob, FTEK?
Yeah, it's an energy stock. We started seeing a lot of the energy names starting to get bid up. You know, our algorithm looks at buying pressure. So there's a number one that hit. Here's another one, FCEL. So we took advantage. I think that week we had 3 30% winners, and it was just, and here's XLE. That's the ETF that goes with energy. Energy was hot going out of May and into June. So it was a good run for us on that one. And let's see, this one is Riot, bought on Friday. You know, we had the big move in Bitcoin over the weekend.
Right.
And Riot, Mara, BTBT, those mining companies do really well, obviously, when Bitcoin does well. And so people took advantage of those trades with us. And again, these all come from our algorithm that we trade. And, you know, we give you the access to the algorithm, the indicators. We teach you how to use it. We have chat rooms, as you know, Sean, and then we even throw trades out, you know, every day. So like today, we threw out a IPI. We started seeing movement in that one, and so the fertilizer trade might be coming back on again as well. So we teach you to fish. We give you fishing equipment. We throw you some fish, and we put you in the right ocean. So we really help you, do well over time. It's all system based. It's not guru based, And I think you'll like it. And we put together some specials for your listeners if you're interested. 65% off anything that's bundled. We trade stock. We trade cryptos. We called the crypto bottom. Told people to get heavy and leveraged at 35,000 here last week at the end. And, you know, now we're pushing 40,000, 41,000. And we think 35,000 is the bottom. And so you could trade crypto, you could day trade with us. We did 2 SPY trades this week already you know, people made between $500 and $2,800 on those trades that we pushed out in the rooms. And 65% off is the discount we put for the bundle. So check us out. Check us out by Saturday. You get advantage of the discount. If you want anything unbundled, you can go ahead and just hit promo code SUMMER40. Get 40% off anything unbundled. But you'll like what we do. And we've been doing it a long time. We think we have a good system and definitely good people. And we all kind of think alike. We all want to help each other make money.
Well, you know, I like it when you say, we'll teach you to fish. It's one thing to give a man a fish and a whole nother thing to teach him how to fish. So I will leave the link below, guys, if you're interested in checking out that offer from Trade Genius. I think we ought to turn our attention back to the economy and this money printing, Bob. The greatest bubble of all time in all things by 2 orders of magnitude. I think he's talking about the money printing and perhaps the stock market. Earlier this year, none other than Michael Big Short Burry confirmed the Bank of America's greatest fears as he picked up on the theme of Weimar Germany and specifically its hyperinflation as the blueprint for what comes next in a lengthy tweet storm, cribbing generously from Parsons' seminal work, warning that, quote, the U.S. government is inviting inflation with its MMT-tinged policies, brisk debt, GDP, M2 increases while retail sales PMI stage V recovery, trillions more stimulus and reopening to boost demand as employees and supply chain costs skyrocket. Well, the key word here is hyperinflation, Bob. Hyperinflation. When Michael Burry starts to worry about hyperinflation, and he's the guy that made billions betting on that last housing bubble, I think people ought to listen.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, all of us should already see this in our life now. You know, you go out to eat, it's twice as expensive as last year. Go to the grocery store, up 12-15%. You get, if you're renting, you know, I don't have to tell you that you didn't get a double or 15%, you know, 10-15% increase. And you know, try finding a car, try finding a rental property. So you know, this is now entering into people's consciousness. And when that happens, people have what's called inflationary expectations. And then it becomes a life of its own, like what happened in the 70s. What's different this time, though, is that we don't have the same control over our manufacturing that we did in the 70s. A lot of it now coming from foreign sources. And so we can't control the pricing. And so we're going to be in for a tough road to hoe. And you know, he's right. I don't know if we're going to hyperinflation because we're still the reserve currency, but stagflation hurts just as much.
Hey guys, just a quick break. Gold and silver have stood the test of time. They give stability in times like these. Start an IRA this month with Noble Gold, and along with their first-class service, they're going to gift you a 1/10 ounce gold bullion American Eagle coin. And you'll have peace of mind that you've made the right choice, as well as growing thousands of extra tax-deferred dollars in your fund over the years, safely and steadily. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Bitcoin recently sank below $40,000, and the world is celebrating because the most successful investors buy when everyone else is selling, and they sell when everyone else is buying. But crypto is a risky investment. Its potential for loss is just as great as its potential for gains. That's why when you invest, you need to have peace of mind that you're investing through a secure platform that has your back so you can concentrate on the investing. My Digital Money is a crypto IRA platform that provides you that and more. They offer an unparalleled military-grade cold storage for your crypto using ex-military bunkers. Your cryptos are in very good hands. They also offer some of the most comprehensive insurance. And because this was created by Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, MDM offers the same U.S.-based company client service. You can call them right now and get an actual person to help you with any issue or answer any of your questions. MDM will help you open and maintain your crypto IRA. So go to their website now and check it out, mydigitalmoney.com. Well, let me go back and show sort of the key takeaway for me from that article, and it's this. He's talking about Weimar Germany. Throughout these years, the structure was quietly building itself up for the blow. Germany's inflation cycle ran not for a year, but for 9 years, representing 8 years of gestation and only 1 year of collapse. Here's the problem, guys. He extrapolates that that gestation period for the dollar in the United States was 2010 to 2021. That's in line with what we're hearing from John Williams at ShadowStats, 2022, hyperinflation.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm not arguing that prices aren't going to go up a lot. So I think the United States is in for a pretty rough ride. If you're outside the United States, I think you're in really big trouble, you know, because we still are the reserve currency, which does help. But it's really a matter of what does it buy. And we already can see they've lost control. And if they shove another $6 trillion down our throat like Biden wants to do through some sort of economic political slush fund that he wants to create, then we're going to go off the rails really, really fast. But I think the cake is already baked anyway, even if he doesn't get his infrastructure through. There's so much money sloshing around out there looking for a home that I just think the high inflation.
Sorry, you cut out. You just think the high inflation what?
Is already here.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think, look, Russia and the Saudis aren't going to lower energy prices anytime soon. We can't grow enough food. China's desperate for food. There's not going to be enough food stockpiles out there. There's no rental stock, so rents aren't going to go down. And healthcare keeps going up because healthcare just keeps going up. And those are the four things that comprise 80 to 100% of people's budget. So, you know, it's going to be really interesting when people just simply can't afford to buy it. My thing, I always called it, we're going to go into an inflationary depression, because on the surface, it's going to look like everything's great. But underneath, people just can't afford to buy anything.
Right.
So we'll have higher prices, we'll have shrinking volume. And we're starting to see that if you looked at new home sale purchases, new car purchases, they're collapsing. You know, so there's not enough supply coming onto the market. And at the same time, the prices are so high that only few people are able to afford or desire to buy the product at these pricing levels. We're going to see that across the board regarding everything. It's going to be, prices going to be so high, people are going to not forget about it. I can't afford it. And then we roll into a deflationary depression after that.
And that's why we hear them using that word stagflation. Is that what's defined as stagflation? So we're basically having hyperinflation in the midst of a recession?
Exactly right. It's when inflation is rapidly escaping from economic growth.
All right. Well, let's round out this part of the conversation and segue into talk about precious metals and crypto by quoting the end of that article. In other words, brace, friends, brace for impact. So what are you going to do about it? Well, Paul Tudor Jones has some simple advice. Buy commodities, buy crypto, and buy gold. All right, I want to talk specifically with you about Bitcoin and then silver. First, Bitcoin. It hit what I'm calling a double bottom at around 30,000. Those great shakeouts come often in the crypto space. And when you're in it and you're hodling, you're holding on for dear life, it does seem like it could go to zero every single time. No matter how long you've weathered these storms, every single one is painful and nauseating. But we are now bouncing back, going from 30 to 40,000. The reason I bring it up is because Paul Tudor Jones recently took a 2% position in Bitcoin. He wants to up that to 5%. It seems to me that cryptos are here to stay. And to bolster that opinion, I give you this article. Goldman expands crypto trading desk by offering Ether options. That's Ethereum, friends. So, Bob, coming back to you, what do you see happening in this space? The stock-to-flow model suggests this Bitcoin run is not over yet, and it could go as high as still 200,000 in this cycle, maybe higher.
Yeah, I mean, look, we agree. When it was at 62 to 65,000, we just said, hey, it's got a little bit of ahead of itself. And, you know, we said, hey, if you're hodling, you're hodling, but if you're trading, you might want to lighten up. And then we knew the marker was around 35,000 because, you know, Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley and JP Morgan kept talking about that being fair value. And then when we had to stab down into 30,000 twice, and they rapidly came back up to that 35,000 area, we knew that was going to be a bottom. And then this past Friday, you know, we told our subscribers that if you're not in it, you want to get in it, because this is going to be the weekend and we should see some explosive growth. And well, we had a 15% move, you know, overnight, and over that weekend. And now we're sitting at a little over 40,000 going into the evening, and we're talking Tuesday. So, yeah, we think it's the bottom. Our next, you know, targets area obviously has to get back to the old highs, and then, you know, then 88,000, and then we'll take a look at it. But all the reasons why to own crypto haven't changed. In fact, it's gotten a little bit more secure because more of the wealth came out of China, and you know, the mining activity is a little bit more spread out, and I think there's a focus now on obtaining outside the banking system wealth, because I think people are scared the bejesus out of them with all the spending that we're doing. So we're good on that. We're pure Bitcoin this time. We think Bitcoins are going to outstrip the alts. And for me personally, I closed my Ethereum. I closed my Litecoin when it popped to 400, and I closed my Link, and I rolled everything into Bitcoin on this on our call that we did on Friday. So that's where I'm at, and I'll add cash if I need to buy some dips. But Bitcoin is going to be our move into the rest of the year.
Okay, very good. Guys, if you want to learn more about crypto, you can do that, of course, through Trade Genius as well. They'll hold your hand a little bit on some of this stuff, like Bob was just mentioning. But more importantly to me, Bob, is silver and gold, honest money. And when I made that video the other day talking about what's happening with BlackRock, literally using the trillions created out of thin air to buy up all of the tangible property so that they can turn people into serfs, what chance does honest money have in an ocean of lies? And what I'm trying to say here is that I sound like a broken record, but it's salt in the wound that silver's at 27, almost half its all-time high. Is this manipulation of the precious metals, silver specifically, ever going to end? And I have to ask that because when you see rhodium going from 600 to 25,000 in the past few years, that's what an uncapped, unmanipulated metal looks like.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's the world we have to live in with silver. You know, actually, you know, since April, I've been building positions in First Majestic, Hecla. Hecla's broke out over its 20, it's approaching its 2011 highs now, you know, and I got SLV, and look, I'm just trading what they give me. And at some point they will lose control because they've lost control in the past, or they may just simply lose interest too. You know, JP Morgan also owns a lot of silver too. So it depends on who they want to hurt. They may just find that owning that collateral might be in their best interest. So look, I'm fine with it. We have a you know, all of the above at Trade Genius. So we're big in uranium. In fact, today the secretary, I think transportation or interior, I forget which one, basically said they're going to build a uranium reserve. So we're strong. We're long in uranium. You know, we have Quad U, we have CCJ, we have DNN. So those are, you need to own some uranium, folks, even if you don't do business with us. Get some uranium in your portfolio. We have silver, we love silver, we love platinum. And then the energy names, you know, they have just as many people wanting energy costs to go up as they want to suppress it here, you know, when it gets too high. And energy is going to be an area that you're going to make a lot of money as well. But silver, I take it as I get it, Sean. And one of these days, you and I are going to have this interview. We're going to be talking about, wow, what a breathtaking move with silver. And that'll be a great day indeed.
Well, I hope so. And look, I'm not trying to be a naysayer. You know, I've got way more physical silver than any one man ought to have, I guess, really in hindsight. I would have been better off in crypto. I'd have been better off in the stock market. I'd have been better off in real estate. I mean, so many of us are feeling that way. And at some point, you would think, a person who did the right thing will be rewarded for his prescience. And I just say that on behalf of the audience, Chris Marcus, Bix Weir, David Morgan, Ted Butler, you know, so many people who have been sounding the alarm on this. TF Metals, Turd Ferguson, you know, all of these guys. The problem is the criminals have been in control and remain in control.
Yeah, look, they can't have the Green New Deal without silver. So, so you can't have one without the other. So if they really get that thing shoved through, then all the silver around the world gets sucked out, and then we'll see how the bankers react to that. But look, we're traders at Trade Genius, so you know, silver's going up, we'll buy it. If it pulls back, we take less of it. But we always have a position in it. And you just never know, we're going to wake up one day just like what happened, they lost control of the platinum and palladium markets, you know, and the next thing you know, they're up 100%. So you don't want to chase this stuff. You want to have a bit of a position in it and then, you know, add and subtract as you need to.
Yeah. You guys are pragmatists over there at Trade Genius, and in a world gone mad, I think that's a good thing. And as it pertains to silver, guys, it does warm the heart to see the LBMA being drained, the vault at the LBMA being drained of its silver, the Wall Street silver folks. This is a real thing, Bob. I mean, they may want to pretend it's not, and guys like Jeffrey Christian, but the truth of the matter is, Bob, silver in physical form is extremely precious. The LBMA is being drained. I hope the COMEX is certainly drained soon as well. And then and only then may we see the real world price of silver. As we round out the conversation, I do want to touch on inflation again here, guys. We have Kyle Bass warning the United States is already suffering real inflation rates above 10%, which leads me to this final topic, Bob. Texas electricity prices explode with power grid on verge of another meltdown. Does this not sound like the same broken record? They're going to continue to play this card and play this card and play this card, Bob.
The problem with Texas is that they're required to buy this renewable energy, and they can't go across state lines without permission. Texas needs to fix this problem. You know, it's a Texas problem, and they need to fix it. And then change their mix of energy. And so they need to either get waivers from the EPA, or Abbott needs to just say, he needs to declare force majeure and say, we're building nat gas plants and we don't care about your rules because, you know, Texas is a sovereign state and we need to provide for our citizens. Just like California. These are self-inflicted wounds that they're using to cudgel Texas. And Abbott needs to step up to the game and fix this so they can't be held, you know, like this under extortion pricing anymore.
Yeah, agreed. And I think I just heard Abbott say that he's going to build the wall down in Texas if the feds are going to just acquiesce and commit treason by allowing open borders. It is up to these states to take action. To round out that last part of our conversation, though, a broken record, a repeat of the same song, Bob, over and over again, right into their Great Reset. Klaus Schwab in the Great Reset. Again, Zero Hedge, is a climate lockdown on the horizon? Well, they say, if it were up to the powers that be, lockdowns won't be going anywhere. They'll just be rebranded under climate change and the need for a climate lockdown. Bob, we know this is true based on Project Veritas's work in exposing CNN, where that director over there at CNN was bragging to his date that, yeah, we fearmonger. It's great for ratings. So now the next thing we're going to fearmonger is climate change.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a tougher time with that one because, you know, the polling data shows like less than 9% of the people even view that as a thing. And, you know, the pandemic, you could scare people with death because you can't see the virus, you know, and you can just tell them it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. But climate change, they've been telling people it's been coming for, you know, 25 years. And it's not here. The only thing I fear is that we're going into a global solar minimum, and we're going to go see effects from that, that I think the elites are going to try to turn as proof of what they've been saying all along. That's my only caveat to my view of climate change is not going to be an issue. There's going to be, you know, we will in the next 2 years have a major agricultural region fail.
Yep.
To a point where, you know, you can use the F word, you know, famine in some parts of the world. So it's something to keep an eye on. And I think they'd love to do it. If that doesn't work, you know, they got the aliens in their back pocket, you know, Sean. So right. They'll control us from outer space.
You know, that sounds so funny that you'd say that, but for those with the eyes to see and the ears to hear and those that understand history and actually read, that's no joke, guys. NASA's Project Bluebeam, and what do we see now? We see the Pentagon and the mainstream media that always in the past maligned that subject of UFOs, now promoting it, saying, yes, they're real, they're here, we don't know what they are. Guys, we can kind of see where this is headed. And one last thing in support of what you were just saying, Bob, as it relates to the climate change and the promotion of it, and global warming and the need for a great reset, one of the things that they're going to use, and it's very real, unfortunately, is this massive drought, whether manipulated or not, whether made to happen or not, the massive drought we're seeing out west again, headlines in the news, and farmers having to till under their crops because they're not getting access to the water they need to grow food. And one of the people sounding the alarm every single day on a great YouTube channel about this issue is Ice Age Farmer. Highly recommend everybody go subscribe to that channel while you still can. I believe he's now also posting on BitChute because he can see the writing on the wall. Nobody that tells the truth can remain on YouTube for long. So you guys can, of course, find me on BitChute as you're watching this interview with Bob Kudla. Have you seen any of that work from Ice Age Farmer?
Oh, yeah. I subscribe to him. I think his work is awesome.
Yeah, he does great work, and he talks about UN Agenda 2030, guys, and this drive to lock down everything in the name of climate change. So they really get us coming and going, don't they, Bob? If it's not the pandemic, then it's climate change. This is their model, fear. They love to fearmonger.
Yep, that's their only game they have.
Solution? Welcome to UN Agenda 2030. Big, giant hellhole cities, and you no longer get to own property. You get to rent, but you'll be happy as long as the Amazon drones can still reach your high-rise balcony, Bob.
Yeah, you don't have to get on the streets.
All right, Bob, how long does that latest offer last? You said until Saturday?
It's good to Saturday, June 18th.
Okay, perfect. Guys, I will leave the link below to that offer from Trade Genius. Our guest has been the founder of Trade Genius, Bob Kudla. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks for having me.
All right, brother, we'll talk to you again next month. And friends, thanks so much for tuning in. We appreciate you very much. We remind you that for real news, absolutely free of charge, 24/7, you can find us at sgtreport.com, which is the antidote to all of these Mockingbird mainstream media and corporate media lies. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye. Diversifying your investments is a lot like building a sports team. Each asset plays a different role. You have offensive players, assets that make gains and pay dividends. But equally important is your defensive line, assets that will protect the value of your investment. There's a 5,000-year-old asset that's seen just about every world crisis that ever was and thrived anyway. That's gold and precious metals, the oldest hedge against inflation and disaster, and your stability insurance. Put it into an IRA and you even defer the tax on all of the gains until you retire, so you get compound growth on all of it. That can add extra thousands of dollars to your funds over the years. Take out an IRA with Noble Gold this month, and along with their first-class service, they'll gift you a 1/10 ounce gold bullion American Eagle coin. To find out more, go to their website, noblegoldinvestments.com, or call 877-646-5347. Again, noblegoldinvestments.com. Bitcoin recently sank below $40,000, and the world is celebrating because the most successful investors buy when everyone else is selling, and they sell when everyone else is buying. But crypto is a risky investment. Its potential for loss is just as great as its potential for gains. That's why when you invest, you need to have peace of mind that you're investing through a secure platform that has your back so you can concentrate on the investing. My Digital Money is a crypto IRA platform that provides you that and more. They offer an unparalleled military-grade cold storage for your crypto using ex-military bunkers. Your cryptos are in very good hands. They also offer some of the most comprehensive insurance. And because this was created by Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, MDM offers the same U.S.-based company client service. You can call them right now and get an actual person to help you with any issue or answer any of your questions. MDM will help you open and maintain your crypto IRA. So go to their website now and check it out, mydigitalmoney.com.